to save the, not the best, but the biggest story for last. I want to talk to, we're sitting here with Joel Walsh. And, you know, I think the flashpoint that is, you know, it's like George Floyd 2.0 is it's what's happening in Minneapolis. I think we all have the same agreement on what happened. It was murder. It was terrible. It was disgusting. And in that act, in that one act, there's so many different ways to go. We could talk about, you know, was this illegal? Yes. We could talk about the FBI refusing to cooperate with local authorities. We could talk about J.D. Vance talking, you know, saying that these officers have absolute immunity. You know, I get frustrated. I'm gonna talk about what's frustrating when I watch these protesters, and we get so caught up in not fighting the fight, but we're so, oh, they're on stolen land. Shut the hell up, guys. Shut up. Someone was murdered. There's agents in the streets. This is not like fight that fight later. There's so many other things that we need to talk about. But like I don't even know where to begin with that subject, with what happened in Minneapolis and all the subtexts that have happened since.
Well, Mark, you begin by saying it was always going to happen. It was just a matter of when, and it will happen again and again and again, period. As long as we are a nation that allows untrained, unsupervised, heavily armed, masked federal thugs on our streets, terrorizing neighborhoods, shooting people, and denying citizens and immigrants of their constitutional rights, as long as we have this, America's going to protest it, and there will be more ICE shootings and more Americans killed.
I made a post, you know, that talked about this absolute immunity idea, and showed, you know, in history, from the SS to the KGB to all these different authoritarian regimes who had a police force deputized going around the streets, like. Holy crap, dude. This is not okay.
It's here. You're right. It's not okay. So like, and I know you've heard me say this before, the beauty of Trump is that because he's so bad and so cruel and so lawless and so everything, that he's doing stuff like this. So he's forcing us in real time to decide what kind of country we want to be.
Yeah.
So he has mass thugs beating people up on our streets. So we are forced to decide, is this what we want in America? Now, I still talk to Trump supporters every day. His MAGA base loves what ICE is doing. But no way on God's green earth do most Americans approve of what's going on. So most Americans are going to decide, this can't happen in America.
No, and most Americans think that, you know, ICE agents are making cities less safe. That I think that was released yesterday. And so,
you know, Mark, you know what it is. Again, I'm a new Democrat.
Same.
Democrats dropped the ball on immigration. Joe Biden and Kamala, they dropped the ball.
Yep.
And so it's a big reason why Trump won. And Trump won, and now we're seeing he's taken it to the other ugly, cruel, un-American extreme. He's swung the pendulum way over there. He's going to pay a price for it.
Wait, how, though? Like, I mean, all these things that he's promises made, promises kept. Yeah, he hasn't kept a freaking thing. The only promise he kept was we're gonna go after the brown people, right? That's the promise he's kept.
So again, everything you and I are painting is right, which means he's going to get his butt whooped in November, and Republicans are too, which, by the way, Mark, is why most of my former colleagues are running for the hills. They don't want to even run for reelection. So this is being set because Trump has been so bad and hasn't delivered. And by the way, his tariffs have messed everything up. He's going to lose big time in the midterms if there are midterms.
If there are midterms. And I know we got 1 minute and then you gotta get out of here. But you were on transportation infrastructure and saw these things that are happening. How do people fight what's going on? I guess, what is the last message? Because, hey, you said that you'll come on anytime. What is your last message of people to how they fight this?
For the next 10 or 11 months, we're resistors. What does that mean? That means as much as you can get out in the streets and protest. But the other thing we all have to do, Mark, you've got a big circle. You and I have bigger circles than the folks listening to us. But on a daily or weekly basis, we have to keep our circles of influence informed, our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors, just on the worst, most outrageous stuff Trump is doing. That's our job these next 10 to 11 months. Show them a nice video once a week. Our job as resistors is to inform the people we know. And I think if we all stay in our lanes and do that, we'll be successful in November.
All right. Well, hey, you said you'll come back, and we'll make it a regular thing.
Only if I'm invited.
Hey, brother, I will. I'll hold me to it. I will absolutely do that.
Thanks, Walsh.
Love you, brother. Thank you, man. All right. So that was Joe Walsh here, and he's absolutely just top of the line guy. I got to know him during the campaign with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and I have the utmost respect for him. His story. He was a Tea Party darling. He was a talk show host. He was nationally syndicated. I mean, this guy was up there with like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and there's Joe Walsh, right? I mean, he was a huge force in the right wing ecosphere, and I have to give people like that credit for taking a pause and understanding. You know, reading the room. Hey, this is wrong. And honestly, I think that Democrats need to do a little bit better of a job at giving people the space to be able to get there. I've seen a lot of people online say, oh, this guy's a terrible person. You know, it was just a couple of days ago or maybe a week ago or so, whatever, that I saw a former chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, the big one, not Ben Wickler, but a former chairman of the party said, oh, Charlie Sykes is such a terrible person, you know? And I know Charlie, and Charlie's a lot like Joe Walsh here. And he did more to try to help elect Kamala Harris than just about anyone I know. And he did that in the face of a lot of pushback from people on the left for saying, ah, Charlie, I know who you are. You helped with Scott Walker. You did this, you did that. And it's like, guys, you know, if we are going to nation build, if we are going to build our coalition, if we are going to get people to believe in us and fight with us, telling them that they're a POS and telling and reminding them all the things that they did to get us here, that's not going to help. That's not going to help. And when we look at the things that are happening right now, I wish we had more time with Joe. And he said he'd come back. And I'm going to hold him to it. So, I'm going to send him a text and say, what time next month? Let's get you for the whole show this time. But when I look back at some of the things that have happened, we need people like that. We need people like Joe. We need people like Charlie Sykes. You know, I hope I can help with that too in my little way. But, man, we got a lot of stuff that's going on. You know, I watched that video of the officer in Minneapolis taking the life of an innocent woman. And I think I, like you, was horrified. It's awful. You know, I have a friend who is, and I promised them I wouldn't reveal who they are, where they work and all that, but they're in law enforcement. And I asked them, what are your thoughts on this? And they said, you know, at first it was kind of, yeah, are you going to talk about this? I don't want my name out there. Don't, you know, whatever. But I said, what happened? And the conversation got to a point where they said, in no way was that shooting justified. And this is a person who has been on some of those panels that investigate that. So pretty qualified person to make that assessment. And so you look at that, okay, it's not justified. So it was illegal. And then you got J.D. Vance saying, well, these people have absolute immunity. I talked about this with Joe. I posted about that. And there are very specific points in history where we have had leaders who have, you know, these paramilitary organizations that that go around and terrorize communities. And none of it ends well, guys. We talk about the Gestapo with Nazi Germany, the KGB, the Stasi with East Germany. Imperial Japan had it. Chile had one. You know, like all of these hard-nosed dictators. And what's frustrating is you'll have Republicans that will say, oh, it's just scare tactics. That's not happening. It's not happening. Guys, I was in Lincoln dinners and fundraisers for candidates, and I talked to candidates themselves on the right that said, hey, we're going to stand up to a tyrannical government. We are going to have we're going to be Minutemen on the ready, watching for government overreach. Holy crap, are they overreaching? They're killing innocent people. They're pulling people out of their cars. And citizens of the United States, no due process, nothing. It's not okay, guys. This is not normal. This is not normal. And when I saw Joe Walsh in his video this morning talk about the fact that he thinks that this is setting the ground to suspend the midterm elections. And I have to say, it sounds crazy. But again, 10 years ago, all of this would sound crazy. All of this would sound crazy. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's not the first time I've heard that. I've heard that from some people that are in Washington, D.C., that is kind of the scuttlebutt going around town, that is on their radar. That, hey, we know we're going to get our butts kicked. And we know that so much of the stuff that we're doing is so blatantly illegal. Donald Trump's going to get impeached. Trump has said it himself. So how do we fight this? And they have shown in their time in power that how they fight that is any way possible, by whatever means necessary. Guys, they tried to overrun the Capitol to hang the Vice President of the United States. You're telling me that this isn't out of the realm of possibility? I hate to talk like that, but my God, I'd rather have that discussion than be sitting back on January 6th being like, where did this come from? Oh my goodness. We're going to be back with my continued thoughts, I guess, right after this here on the Rational Revolution, the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.